what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection, which, of course, is Tan Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hi. Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your hosts, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Peter Blake. We are on the air, and you can all hear me. And I am super excited that you joined us at 6.07 p.m. And I think we have one of our VIP callers on the line from the Sunscreen Film Festival. Peter, is he on?
He's on.
Hi, Ryan. Are you there?
I am very good, Dawn. How are you?
I am super fabulous, and thank you so much for calling. We are super excited about tomorrow. We're going to be at the Sunscreen Film Festival in St. Petersburg over at the Palladium Theater. And tell us about the event tomorrow, what everyone, you know, to expect, where they can buy tickets, where they can network and go to all these great opportunities for filmmakers and, you know, and talent as well.
Sure, yeah. Tomorrow's going to be a huge day. So tomorrow's our opening night. We have, it starts earlier in the day, even before the overnight film. We start with a special screening at 5 o'clock of Sugar, which is a web series created by Dylan McDermott in partnership with Ringling College down in Sarasota. So we're going to do a special screening at Palladium at 5 o'clock for that. That's about 20 minutes. And you'll have a little bit of a break, and then we start red carpet sharp at 6:30. And then the film should be starting around 8 o'clock. And then we have the film, which is going to be Blind, which is a phenomenal movie that that our awesome programming director, Joe Restaino, was able to bring in. It stars Alec Baldwin, Demi Moore, and Dylan McDermott. Dylan McDermott will actually be in the house. He'll be at the red carpet. He'll be at his episode premiere, Sugar, and he'll also be at the movie. So that's going to be a really cool film, going to be star-studded. And then we, of course, have the closing party. So you can get all of your tickets at sunscreenfilmfestival.com or any of our social. But I would like to touch a little bit more on the type of industry guests that we have coming in this year. We have a phenomenal lineup, about a dozen hard hitters from the industry, including Robert Davi, Joe Pantoliano, Lena Slava, Edie Gainham, Phil Duke. I mean, the list goes on, and all of them have films in-house, and it's going to be a phenomenal festival. So if you haven't given us a chance in the past to check out the festival, this is the year to do it. You don't want to miss this one.
Very cool. Now, also, too, is where can they buy tickets? Where can they go? I know there's a lot of talent that says, you know what, I want to network with agents and producers and, you know, VIPs. Where do they go to buy tickets? And how much are they?
Yeah. For those individuals, you have an opportunity to get anything from a simple film ticket from $10 all the way to a full festival weekend VIP pass at $150. And you could go to www.sunscreenfilmfestival.com. Also, if you go to any of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, those will all direct you back to our website where you can get tickets. When you go there to find tickets, you'll also find a link for the program Skedge, it's called. It's kind of like a on-phone app without being an app, and it'll give you all the times, dates, names of folks attending. And it's going to be a really cool tool that you can keep on your phone, instead of carry around a paper program like in the past. But we'll have both.
Super cool. Now, you know, there's more celebrities. Can you give us a little bit more hint? I heard in the scoop, is it true that can we say the names that are coming on as well?
Of course. You mean celebrity-wise, who's attending the red carpet and who's going to be here at the festival?
Yes, that would be cool.
Sure, sure. So actually, we have Robert Davi coming in. Excuse me. You'll know him from everything from The Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard. He was in a million movies, always played the bad guy. But there's a film that's going to be coming up is going to be called Dobby's Way, and it actually shows the romantic side of this guy. He's a big music buff. He studied opera, and he's going to be amazing. So we have him. We have Joe Pantoliano from everything from, again, The Goonies to Matrix to a million movies. We have Salinas Leiva, which is from Orange is the New Black. We have Eddie Gainham, which is from Devious Maids, a really cool series currently on TV. We have Bill Duke, who directs a really cool film. Bill Duke is everything from Predator to Action Jackson. Who else we have coming in? Our biggest guy, we have Dylan McDermott coming in. He's going to be the one that's in Blind, our organized film, as well as Sugar, his world premiere episode here he's doing before the red carpet. And to be honest with you, the list goes on. That's the ones that come to my head automatically. But we have literally about over 30 industry guests this year.
Wow.
When in the past, we have a dozen to 15. So this will truly be a star-studded event, something that you're not going to want to miss.
I've missed Gary Busey a couple years in a row. Will he be there this year?
Gary's not going to be with us this year.
Okay.
He was a lot of fun last year, but we have some really, really fun folks in town this year, and you're going to have a really good time with him as well.
Super cool. Well, Ryan, I have to bring you into the station next week. I would love to have you here. I know Tony's been on many times, and because we'll be airing a lot of the interviews from tomorrow for next week as well.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'd love to.
That would be super cool.
Will it be the whole weekend?
It will be, yes. Tell the whole weekend, right? From the... It starts tomorrow.
For the festival, yeah, the festival starts tomorrow and goes all the way through the end of Sunday. Cool thing I want to bring up that's been a little different than the past. We actually have a closing night, festival film, which is Owl Beyond the Enchanted Stallion, and that is going to be an incredible movie. It's got some really good names in it, and it basically, if you like Harry Potter or if you like Game of Thrones, it's going to be a family-friendly version of that. And awesome news is, Owl Beyond the Enchanted Stallion will be at the theater to take pictures with, a meet and greet with a super huge horse. Another thing you will not want to miss.
Oh, we're excited. And my reporters are going to be there. We've got my teen reporters and, you know, my other reporters and wonderful camera crews. You're going to love it. And we're going to make sure you get all the footage. And, you know, one of my top reporters, his name is Nicholas Wolf.
Yes.
You know, he was with me for many years, Ryan. I don't know if you know Nicholas. He'll be there now.
I sure do.
I know he's going to be working for you guys now. So, trained under me. Trained under me.
Yes.
You did a great job. Nicholas Wolf is the man. He is like our little sunscreen correspondent. He does such a great job on the red carpet. He's going to be doing a lot of events for us this year, and we're excited. And we thank you for bringing him up and I think introing him to us many years ago. So thank you.
Oh, no problem. Ryan, I will meet you tomorrow. I'll see you on the red carpet, and we'll get you in here to the station next week. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Isn't that super cool?
All right. Beautiful. Oh. Yes, super cool.
So in the meantime, before we go into our guests, thank you, Ryan. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow. Yay.
All right. Thank you.
All Bye-bye. Right. So we are super excited. We have all the way from the UK. The UK. Yes. Let me put on. I know we're going to swing over to the mic here, and we're going to share, but we're going to come back to you in a second. You're with us for the 2 hours. You're not going anywhere, CJ. And also, we're going to come back and talk to our Curves lady. They got some inspiration, motivation for you, and what they're doing for me as well. So, Peter, let's go to CJ's music. We're going to play, which song are we going to play, CJ?
You are welcome to play the reggae song, Sweet Sensation.
Let's play Sweet Sensation. This is CJ from the UK, one of our correspondents.
CJ on the color. Check this. Love mercy. Sensation, sweet vibration.
Sweet sensation,
sweet sensation, baby.
For the moment I saw your face, I see that smile and warm embrace. What a sweet sensation. Sweet sensation,
good sensation, sweet vibration.
Good vibration.
Love mercy.
I am feeling.
Oh, what a sweet vibration.
up on the case all over the place. Tell all the girls them come get a taste. Work up your body, girls, screw up your face. Dance to the music and make you feel great. Check, 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 sexy body check. Work up your body, girl, and make you start sweat. Hands on your hip, I beg your wine on deep. Good sensation, sweet vibration.
I got the feeling inside.
Yeah, tell him, man.
Stay with me, baby, till the morning light.
Yo, let's oh, what a sweet vibration.
With no regrets.
Good sensation, sweet vibration.
I've been dreaming of your sweet, sweet sensation. You've been dreaming of your sweet,
congratulations.
Sweet.
Let me tell them, love mercy. See you on the case all over the place. Tell all the girls, come get a taste. Work up your body, girl, screw up your face. Dance to the music, it make you feel great. Check, 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 sexy body check. Work up your body, girl, and make you start sweat. Hands on your hip, make your wine on paper. Good sensation, sweet vibration. Dungeons and DJ coming to the nation.
What a sweet sensation.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a sweet vibration. Congratulations. Dungeons and DJ coming to the nation. Check, 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 sexy body check. Work up your body, girl, and make you start sweat. Hands on your hips, I beg your wine on deep. Good sensation, sweet vibration. Dances on CJ, coming to the nation.
I got a feeling inside.
Oh, what a sweet vibration.
And we're back. And CJ, where can people buy this music? Because,
well,
yes, I love
actually it. You can actually get it on, it's actually on SoundCloud, so anybody can download it if they want. It's a freebie, so.
Can I have, is it on ringtone yet? Because I'd have that
you
as my ringtone.
You can have it as a ringtone if you want to. Oh. Yes,
you'll no have problem. To show me how, because I just, actually,
I'll
Steven.
I'll send it you, definitely.
Yeah, Steven Seagal, that we've been playing his new music, the blues, real quick. I downloaded, but it wasn't a ringtone, it was a song. But I did pay the 99 cents, Steven Seagal. But he'll be on the show next month as well.
Oh, I would love to speak to him.
I know, since you're one of our correspondents and you're
definitely
here. And you've been having a fun time. You went on the sailboat
yes,
with us.
Yes, really enjoyed it. Yes, yes. Thank you to you and Bert. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Yes. And Yvonne, we're going to come back with questions in a second. We're going to share the mic here in a minute. But let's go over to our curves lady. You know what? I got to tell you, and this is important. So welcome, ladies. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you, Dawn, for having us on today.
Well, you know, you're not, you're very, actually, you're pretty close to my house. And, you know, I've always seen ladies walk out. And I'm like, you know, if they have 30 minutes to work out, I do work out at home, but I'm watching these ladies coming out confident and everything. So I joined. And so this lady, you know, sometimes you need motivation.
That's
right, Yvonne?
True. Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they she calls me if I'm not there or what time right. are you coming? And that was like my mom and I, you know, we would, I mean, like sisters now. But, you know, what I enjoy, tell us a little bit more about curves and why they should sure. join and why they all got to look like you, because you look great. You're both yeah, fit.
Sure. Okay, I just asked, you're Sandy, right?
Yeah.
And who's uh-huh. the lady that's sitting
this
next
to you? This is Janine. She's
Janine.
One of our members here
oh,
at Curves.
Oh, okay. Hi, Janine.
Yep, in Clearwater.
Hi, Diane. I'm Yvonne.
Oh, Yvonne.
That's okay.
And so Curves is a facility that's specifically designed for women. And we feature a full 30-minute workout that's fun, fast, and safe. A lot of our machines are dual action, which means that they go forward and backward, so you're pushing and pulling and getting mm-hmm. a workout, and it cuts down the workout time almost in half.
That's right.
Yeah, and so instead of people having to use one machine for each area, you know, mm-hmm. they're actually able to use one machine for two different areas, which is awesome.
Well, I know there were some other questions that we had. You know, you mm-hmm. introduced this beautiful lady.
Yeah,
I've seen you over there.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And talking to the mic, and what is your name?
Janine.
Hi, Janine. How long have you been going to Curves?
About 18 years.
Oh, wow.
And look at how fantastic
right
she
after
looks.
They started.
Wow. Yeah, now, great. How many days a week do you go?
Three.
I noticed because Sandy says I need 4 days.
Yes.
And I want to tell you the other day, I love a Ross department store. I'm a Ross's person, you know.
Okay.
And I went over there and I tried a couple things on. I'm like, ooh, I like the feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's because of curves over there. And we're super excited to have you here. And give them your website and everything.
Yeah, well, we have a Facebook page, and it's Curves at Curves Clearwater FL. And so you can visit us on Facebook. And also you can look at all the really great Curves things on curves.com. Mm-hmm. And that directs you actually directly to our club, which is in Curves in Clearwater.
Well, we have a little story. It was really super cool. I mean, you've been there. So what do you most enjoy about Curves? With
well,
Sandy.
Well, Sandy's awesome.
I know.
And so talk about the encourager, and she always thanks me every time before I leave
right?
for coming. But I've made many lifelong friends from Curves
Very
through
cool.
the years because I first started going to them in Michigan.
Okay.
But we're Florida residents, and I go to the one down here now. But I just love it. And I did the Jillian Michaels when she was part of it, too.
Okay.
Which was more strenuous. Of a workout mm-hmm. and more strenuous.
Wow.
And, but it was awesome.
Wow. Well, we're glad you're here to give testimonies, you know, that you love it. And, you know, and not just for summer, not just for boyfriends, not just for husbands, for yourself.
Right. That's yes. right.
For yourself. And there's a time that you have to say, okay, put the bags of chips down and you know,
exactly.
get motivated. But can I tell you, Sandy, I've had more, you know, I have energy.
Uh-huh.
But I have had more energy lately because I'm there every day.
Right. Oh, you go right. there 5 days a week?
Well, four. I've been there four now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then your husband has a nutritious background that,
right.
you know, is going to be teaching me about some good things that I thought mm-hmm. was healthy, which,
right, sure.
like, full baked potatoes that are loaded.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Dawn, you're very motivated and you're an excellent member. I mean,
Aww.
you do your workouts, you work hard, and we're getting through that circuit, you know, and yeah. jig time, it's awesome. And so you'll be in those small sizes in no time.
I agree. Well, we're talking about something. Hey, Peter, I'm super excited because, you know, I was here for a little closed private event, and I want to talk. Let's put Christy Alley's interview on. I'm super excited because I love the movie Richer and Poor, and I have this lady sitting to my right that you got a radio from Tan Talk Radio, but Christy gave it to you, and we're going to come back to you in a minute, and just a little thank you from the heart to Christy that she gave that to you, and for her to sit down with me and chat with me for a few minutes, I want to tell you, just from watching the movies that make you belly laugh, Yvonne, you know, when my mom passed away, that movie, Richer for Poorer, I watched and I could belly laugh. And just to have an actress like her motivate you, mm-hmm. I think it's super mm-hmm. cool. And there's more news, too. So we're going to play that interview. Are we ready? And this is with Christy Alley.
I am super excited, and I am Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm here with the amazing Christy Alley. I got to tell you, I've been such a big fan of yours. The Richer Poor movie, when my mom passed away, it makes me giggle and laugh all the time. And I play it all the time. And Christy, what brings you here? You're actually supporting an amazing cause as well.
Well, what brings me here is that I'm a neighbor of Greenwood. So I've wanted to have a neighborhood barbecue for about 2 years. And we were looking for, it's kept growing and growing in my mind, and then we needed to have a bigger place than my place. So these guys at the radio network is just so, station were so, Lola was amazing too.
I love Lola.
Yeah. So she let us use this place because it could do some hundreds.
That's right. And Lola, actually I do a lot of the promotions for the station as well with my show. And Christy, I know that you're so busy, but is there ever a time I could do a 2-hour special on you on my show called Hollywood Connections? It would be just the Christy, you know, hour, 2 hours. Is that possible ever?
It just depends on what my schedule is, but it's sounds fun.
That would be awesome. Also, too, a lot of people want to know, and then we'll talk about that later. Do you read your emails in your website or does your publicist do that?
I don't read any emails.
Well, some do and some don't. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think they do either. My publicist doesn't either. I'm on Twitter, and that's me. Anything you see on Twitter is me.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And how are you loving our Florida weather?
Well, I was loving. I think it's a beautiful day. It feels a little bit like a sauna, but I'm just glad the sun is not out.
That's right. Also, too, is you have a website?
Do I have a website?
Yes.
I don't have a website.
Oh, okay. People ask me that all the time. Do you have a website?
I don't really have a website. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter like 24/7.
Well, here's another thing, Christy. I have a lot of film directors, producers, agents, all the best. Lori Wyman, Ellen Jacoby on my show. And there's a lot of film directors, and you're still acting. And who is your agent? And they're going to go, hey, I need her in my next movie.
Well, I'll tell you my agent when we're off here.
Thank you. Well, I am Dawn Reese here with Christy Alley, one of my favorite actresses. And Hollywood Connections is here to help you get connected in show business. Any last words you'd like to say? Maybe from the heart to Lola?
No, Lola, she's a lifesaver. We had two different places and they got canceled at the last minute and she was a lifesaver. So Lola, thank you a million times.
And can I ask one favor? Could you say you're listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Christy Alley?
Sure, you're listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Christy Alley.
Ooh, we love it. We're going to play it on Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
And I promised her today we would play it. And then we're going to come back because you said Christy Alley came into your place one time.
Yep.
And that was super cool, but you weren't there. But you have But that was, and she said she has the curves, everything. Mm-hmm. Christy, you're super lucky. You can just get up in your workout room and go and do the whole circuit by yourself. That's really cool, Sandy.
Yeah.
And if you need Sandy to, you know, anybody to motivate you or anyone around the world, your husband does Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool about that.
Yeah.
Now, you have a question for them as well, right?
Yes.
All right.
You're on.
Well, I know that it curves. Now I know it's just for women.
Right, sure.
But what makes it different from any other type, gym, like all the different gyms around?
Well, you know, I would say that mostly what makes us different is the way the machines act.
Okay.
And so a lot of our machines are dual action. So instead of needing two machines to do one, mm-hmm. Area, like if you worked out in a traditional gym,
yes.
You might use two machines, one for your bicep, one for your tricep. And we have a bicep-tricep machine.
Oh, okay.
So it works, you push and pull, and it works in both directions, cutting your workout time in half.
Yes.
And it's all based on hydraulic resistance. So the hydraulic resistance, it will push out at you as hard as you push out at it. So there's no limit on how much it'll let you do on that.
She makes me say, she'll come up and say, it's not swishing.
Exactly. And I say to Dawn, let me show you. And then we go through the range of motion with it. And then I say, now you do it. And she's like, oh my gosh, can you just keep doing this with me?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because she's so close. When my husband had to take my car the other day and we didn't want his truck.
You can walk there?
Well, I can't call up and say, she's calling me, Sandy, I can't get there because it's only a couple blocks away.
I'd be like, start walking.
Okay, I have another question.
Yeah, sure.
You have coaches there, right? You
mm-hmm.
have a coach?
We do, yes, I am.
Okay, so what do they have to do to become a coach?
Well, we go through a certification through CURVS
called
our onboarding certification, and it teaches us everything from heart rate to how to work the machines and what to look for in a member that's just now starting to work out. So we go through a big, long certification. Takes about 6 or 8 weeks. It's a pretty intensive course.
And CURVS is all over the United States.
They are, yeah. And there's also some CURVS in other countries as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And your husband actually has an opportunity to work with people Skype-wise. There's a lot of beauty pageants out there. There are people that don't have time, and that's important as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I had one thing to add about why we are different from a regular gym is that you can do all of the machines twice in the circuit in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm,
and so if you don't give yourself the 30 minutes, who else is going to give it to you?
Right.
And so it's like, well, you can go and get there and work out.
Right.
I have
another question then, because after the 30 minutes, then what happens?
Then you do your stretching to cool down, and then you're on your way.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I like, too, real quick? I have a Fitbit. You have a Fitbit.
Yes, I do have a Fitbit.
So I've been to about 8,000 steps, like, in the last couple weeks, And then Sandy would tell me, I want you to go to 10,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the last couple nights, I've been to almost 9,000. And I'm like, are you serious? And I'm thinking about Sandy. I'm like, do I take the dogs for another walk or do you jump on the treadmill?
Yep.
Yeah, and it works. It works.
Yep.
So thank you, Sandy. I'm not at 10,000 steps.
Yep.
And you'll be up to 10,000.
Yeah. I'm almost there.
You will be up there.
Yeah.
And you know what? Also, I just want to say a lot of people are very obese out here today.
Mm-hmm.
If you see people walking around, you see this all the time. So your program is very important. It is. Yes. Good health.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And because, Janine
and
is
young
one of
children,
our
children
spokespeople, and you can just tell by looking at her. She's a life curve.
And they're glowing.
Life curves. Yeah.
And it's not just somebody going into a club. You actually work with everybody, and she makes sure you're doing everything right and motivates. And if they don't come in, she's calling or texting, hey, are you coming in today? I think that's so super cool to have that. Mm-hmm. Not because she's both from the Midwest, and I love them. Because I am too. Michigan. Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were close.
Yeah. But ladies, I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
We have the curves moment here, and we have a full house, and we're super excited. Yes. Please stay out and network with everybody.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And before we go, I just want to thank, because I want to put my headsets on for a second. I'm going to give them to you and introduce yourself and come on the air, because you're live on 5 stations, plus we're going 47 stations tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So here, let's put your headsets on, and we're live, so we don't want any open air time. And tell everybody who you are. Sit here.
Hi, my name's Carrie Williams.
Okay. Hi. Hi, Carrie.
Hello. Nice to meet you all. So, it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
So I'm going to sneak you over, because you won the actually radio from Christy Alley, and I heard your voice. And you're going to sing something for us for a second while I move everybody around?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Take it away. It's your mic.
Unsigned artist. Okay. Unsigned artist. Here we go.
That's right. Unsigned artist.
All right.
CJ. What are you going to sing?
I'm just going to sing a little bit of Amazing Grace.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to sit here. That's your spot.
Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah.
Nice. I have a question. Listen, do you know the background of that Amazing Grace? Do you know the background? Oh, that was a captain of a slave ship who wrote that.
Yes.
And he used to bring slaves over from Africa to America. Yes. And one day he realized that was not a good thing to do, and his whole life was changed.
Yes,
I thank you so much for that.
What would you like to say to Christy Alley? Because you had met her the first time, and I hope she's listening.
I did. I was just so thrilled that I could make it to the event. It was a last moment thing. And it was so nice to meet her. I enjoyed watching her on Cheers, and she's done movies.
Me
and
too.
She's such a talented actress, but even more importantly, she is a down-to-earth, wonderful, nice person.
And you have a nice voice.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say thank you, Christy Alley, for the opportunity to sing in front of you, and thank you for the stereo. I'm really quite honored to just be here and be part of all this.
And keep up the good work with your voice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Beautiful voice.
We have some agents, so I'm going to talk to you shortly about that as well. Make sure you leave Peter your number for me as well, okay?
Thank you.
So we're going to switch over to our lovely CJ here from the UK, our handsome guy that was all the way 13 hours?
Nearly 13 hours it took, to fly over here.
So what song are we going to play next when we do a switcheroo real quick with Peter?
Well, at the moment, I'm working on an album project at the moment, a song called Really Want to Ride With You with Michael Jackson's first cousin, Sean Jackson. And we're going to show an exclusive preview of the song here. It's called I Really Want to Ride With You.
I really wanna ride with you.
We're back with CJ and in from the UK. He's our correspondent out there.
Yes.
And how we met, and it was really super cool. That's amazing music.
Thank you. Yeah, that was music by Sean Jackson. He sent me the music and I wrote the song to it and we recorded the song.
That's Sean Jackson.
Sean Jackson's music.
Oh, hello. Oh,
yeah,
very
definitely.
Cool. Well, you finally met the powerhouse man. You met Shock, right? I mean, here it's been from the UK. You've been corresponding. So
yes.
Shock, welcome. Say hello for a minute.
What's up, y'all? Shot the world. You already know what it is. Power 106, and we are alive.
So we're like Power 106, the whole station.
Power 106,
the station. 106.1
FM. That's somebody.
Yes, but you know what? We're on five stations, two FM, three AM, and we're both on the 47 stations.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, mine airs tomorrow as
yep.
well.
Mine's on Friday.
On Friday, yep. So
oh,
that's cool.
Beautiful. Yeah.
We're excited. So and you're going to introduce what event is coming up, Yvonne, right?
No.
Yes, you have it in your hands. Look at the paper.
Oh. No, King James.
This man, he's the one that's putting it on. He let him in.
Okay, we're going to share for a minute.
Okay. He might need a.
And we're going to give you the mic for a second.
But before, I want to open it up for him because it's an African drum event.
Okay, that's good vibed music. So we're going to do some good vibe music, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you want to hire the Sun Drummers, get in touch with Dawn Reese at HollywoodConnections.biz or 727-871-7788. He teaches drumming, kids, adults, and he's amazing. We're at Safety Harbor, and you had everybody drumming.
Oh, Chris Corbell.
There we go. There we go.
Chris Corbell.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, brother? Welcome to 106.1 FM.
Thank you, brother.
Tell everybody about your event.
I'm honored
today.
To be here. I'm so happy to be here. Absolutely. Okay, this Saturday, I'll just get right to it. This Saturday in downtown Dunedin at an African furniture and accessory store called Sleeper Woods, I'm having a very, very special benefit event from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. that is really to raise money for an orphanage that I'm rebuilding in Uganda, Africa.
Wow.
There's 72 children there that need our help.
Okay.
And so we're rebuilding an orphanage there. And we're very close to being able to purchase the land, the actual land for it, and then put in the water and then actually build it so that there's quarters for girls, quarters for boys, a kitchen, a dining room, a place for dining hall,
and then a classroom for them. On top of that, we're going to do an organic garden so that Beautiful. They can grow vegetables. And then we're going to load the place up with chickens. But we have to do that so that they can have fresh eggs. And then goats and other livestock, if we can, to provide milk and
dairy products
and things like that. So it's really, really amazing. Right now, we're so close. So this event is very, very special this Saturday in downtown. And the address is 720 Broadway in downtown Dunedin. It's called Sleeper Woods. So.
Well, how long has Sleepwoods been there?
Well, they've been there for quite a while, a few years, I believe. They also have a store downtown in St. Pete.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing. If you've not been there,
I've never been there.
I highly recommend it. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And this festival, exactly who would be there?
Okay, so to start things off, a close friend of mine, 20-year-old Chris Cava, and he is just an unbelievable guitar player. If you heard the first time I heard him play, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He was so good. I thought it was just amazing. So he's going to be there in the morning, and then my good friend James is going to be there.
King James
will be there and to play at noon. And then I have a very, very special performance by a band called Jane, which are many members of that band that are all going to be playing African drums songs, singing and playing all together. And then another really wonderful human being that I love very much, her name is Kim Kennedy. She's coming to perform African dance.
Oh, beautiful.
And she is an African dance teacher, instructor as well.
Here in Clearwater?
She's locally here. And so she's going to come and perform while Jane is playing. And so people that are there can actually join in, and she will teach them how to do African dance.
And how are you selling tickets for this affair?
I'm not selling tickets. It's free to the public to come and just enjoy. When they go into the store, Sleeper Woods, if they buy anything, Sleeper Woods is donating a percentage of that to my charity for the orphanage. And then if anyone wants to make a charitable donation, it doesn't even matter any amount, even a dollar. A dollar actually will feed a child in Mussini, Uganda, Africa for an entire day.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
So $1 will.
So where can they also donate if they're listening and they can't make the event? Where can they donate?
Okay, well, my website, www.christophercorbell.com, christophercorbell.com. My website, there's a section on the main menu called Give Back.
Okay.
And in there is information on Lucky's Orphanage in Uganda.
Very super cool. And you're going to be there. We have a table.
Yeah, we have a table for the radio station.
Yeah.
I think. And then, you know, it's easy to find because sometimes people don't know if they go Broadway and go north, they miss it. And it's behind, you said, CC Riders.
Yeah, it's not right directly behind them. It's kind of catty corner, but behind CC Riders. Just off of Broadway, and
you
I'm telling
you, gotta make that right at the light.
If you're anywhere in that area,
yeah,
you'll probably hear it. All the local businesses in Dunedin are supporting it, and I'm just so honored to be able to put on the event. So there'll be free, you know, snacks and beverages for people.
Okay,
and I'll be doing a silent auction there as well. With, as you can see, the African jewelry that I'm wearing.
I see, it's gorgeous.
I actually make it. And some of these beads are traditional African trade beads that have been here from the 1850s.
Wow.
So those will all be there, as well as art and baskets that Sleeper Woods is putting together to auction off and raise money for the orphanage. Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
South Africa.
Hmm.
Yours is from South
beautiful.
Africa?
Oh, that looks African. Absolutely.
It's from South.
I recognize that.
Benny's sister.
Oh, yes. She's amazing. I wanted to talk about her,
South
too.
Africa.
Now, also, King James, we have a fashion show we need
to talk
about.
That's what I was just going to talk about. And maybe we can get him and his jewelry in it coming
Very
up.
Very cool.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
On the 26th of next month.
Right,
yeah.
And it's going to be at Post Corner Pizza.
At Post Corner Pizza.
Right, and we're still looking for models.
431.
Right.
South Gulf Boulevard.
Right, so we need models.
We need models. Come just sign up at Aloha.
Right.
And the fitting will take place that same day, too.
So if you want the quicker way to go to HollywoodConnections.biz, email me.
Yeah.
We are putting that on social media. We need models all ages as well.
Right, right.
And we had an awesome one last time.
Oh, great.
I know.
I love it there. And maybe we'll get across the street to the big resort.
I know. And also we have a SAG agent that we're working with under our umbrella.
Yeah.
And CVF Productions, we have some, you know, callbacks and some people and auditions coming up. So we'll be looking for talent as well at your place.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, if we find somebody and they're discovered, they're going to have to say on the air, they were discovered at your place. That's going to be like forever land.
Wow. Okay.
We need more. We need male models, too. Last time Shaka's brother came, helped us out over there.
Very
Yeah, we need male models as well. Yeah. Oh, he does? Oh, great.
Awesome. Well, we are super excited. I have to do this on this hour as well. Let's play Steven Seagal's music. I want everyone to wave to the camera because we are playing his blues. It's kind of like a ride through Universal. And Steven Seagal is actually going to be on the air with us pretty soon. This is his new single. I already downloaded it, Steven. It's on my phone when I take walks. I love it. You got a little commission there.
Tomorrow brings a word and make you feel something so real, like you could speak your own mind and whisper your wildest dreams. Well, girl, it's all right.
What now? Shock the World with Power 106, the same station. He's got nine other shows here. You just heard Steven Seagal's music. What did you think?
I just heard Steven Seagal's music, and all I can picture was him breaking somebody's arm and then going and grabbing a guitar, and the lights come on, and he just, like, sing the night away, because it was actually really, really good, to be honest with you. Steven. So, I'm a big fan, Steven.
So, Steven, we got to have your music played on his show as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What song I know. That was Girl, It's All Right. I like that. I love it. It's downloaded to my phone. Before we go, we have just three quick announcements, and we're going to be back with CJ for the next hour. Some super amazing guests. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be at your event on Saturday.
Wonderful.
Thank you
so much.
Okay. And King James, thank you. And we're looking for models for the fashion show, and we're coming back.
I'll be one.
Yes, for sure. Now, remember, the aquavault.com. This is an amazing product. If you put in the word Hollywood One, look at this little zipper. It goes on the back. I go to the lazy river. I'm comfortable with my iPhone in there. I go to the beach. I don't have to look at my towel and go down, you know, a mile away. At least you can see the chair leaving. But this is amazing. Go to theaquavault.com. Put your stuff in here and put in Hollywood One. You get 15% off. Also, we have the toothpaste that's selling like crazy. I can't tell you the price, but it's amazing whitening. People are writing me saying they've never had whiter, faster teeth. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. You'll see the product up there and write me. That helps support my show as well. And Yvonne, we've been taking care of the show. Also, number three, we have MyPillow.com. And put in the word beach, B-E-A-C-H. And make sure that you get a discount on that, too. All this helps support Hollywood Connections to bring people, the film directors, the producers, record labels. And Yvonne, you know, I even had Steve call me today. And then somebody else, Scott, called me today. They're getting connected with record labels, and people are getting connected.
Beautiful.
You know.
That's
so
very good.
In the meantime, while we switcheroo, I know I have Ellen on the phone. She has a few minutes to talk about her event coming up, and we'll be on the red carpet tomorrow. Ellen, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Dawn. Hi, everybody.
I know you're supposed to be here to see CJ today. Say hi to CJ.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, CJ.
Sorry, good, thank you. It's okay. Don't worry.
We were actually on the highway on the way there, but the traffic was just so horrendous that we had to turn back. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, please tell us what you're doing with your event that will be there on the red carpet as well in October.
Oh, yeah, you're a big help, honestly. You were there for the last two events that we've hosted, and they're at the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, and this one will be held on October the 28th, and it's Mads Fashion Fall and Winter Collection. And the morning of that day, which is the same day as the fashion show, we're going to be conducting a showbiz pageant for Hollywood Connections. Right, Dawn?
Yes. We're super excited because I interviewed all the kids, and then we have agents, and we have a lot of opportunity, and we're going to be doing the showbiz pageant to look for new reporters worldwide.
Yes.
We're super excited.
We're currently seeking delegates right now, so if you're interested in paperwork, inbox message Dawn or I, and we'll get that paperwork out to you, right?
Exactly. Are you super excited about tomorrow's Sunscreen Film Festival?
I am. The Sunscreen Film Festival sounds amazing. We haven't been to this one yet, so we've got quite a few friends on our friends list that are wanting to see us there, so we're really looking forward to meeting them in person.
That's right, and it's a star-studded event tomorrow, and we're VIP'd on the red carpet, so we are super excited to be there, to Ryan and everybody over there. And Ellen, give your website one more time where they can donate as well.
Yeah, you can actually hit us up on Facebook on Mads Fashion Shows, or you can send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. We're still looking for models, designers, delegates for the Hollywood Showbiz Pageant, volunteers, you name it. So hit us up.
All right, that's Ellen, and we'll be back with our top of the hour and CJ from the UK. Thank you, Ellen. See you tomorrow, Madeline.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
So her daughter is adorable, and she's one of our top reporters. They didn't tell about, they were just over at an event with Mario Lopez.
Oh, my
gosh. If you go on my Facebook, you can see Madeline, I know, with Mario Lopez. So we're trying to get an interview with Mario now, but it was super tight security, you know. So CJ, how are you liking Florida?
I'm loving it. I want to come and live here.
I know, we put you on the sailboat. That was pretty cool.
That was fantastic. I can't thank you enough for bringing us on that yacht. Yeah, me and my dad, we had a lot of fun.
Your dad is here too?
Yeah, my dad.
Let's bring your dad in it's 6:56 our time, and we're coming up. We have a powerhouse hour next hour. We're going to play, actually, Kelly Preston's interview, as well as we'll play Christy Alley's again. And come on over here. This is your dad. And he was doing really well in the sailboat.
Yes, he actually.
Have a seat. Come on over and tell everybody worldwide. Wave to the World Wide Web, TanTalkNetwork.com. And tell everybody your name And how are you loving Florida?
Hello, everybody. I'm John, CJ's dad, and I'm here in Florida, in Tampa Bay, and I'm just loving it here. It's absolutely great. Lovely.
Very cool. You know, I used to work for Freddie Laker from Laker, Bahamas, and he was from the UK, and that man was amazing. You know, I loved living in Freeport, Bahamas, but my dad let my mother at the time and my brother be flight attendants. My brother would always go up to somebody and go, "Hi, I'm Scott, and this is my girlfriend, and this is my mom." So those three flew to London all the time, and I've never been there. So
I've never been to England. I've been to Greece and France and
Italy.
But
you're a queen. You've got the Miss Diva title.
Yeah, I have to go. That's where I need to go.
I agree.
I need to go there.
I agree. Now, CJ, we're going to come back to you. I know we have 3 minutes before we end. Top of the hour, you've got to come back and listen to Hollywood Connections. And we are super excited. You covered some events for me in the UK.
Yeah, I did, actually. Me and my cameraman, Wayne Adjuwana, we went to Wolverhampton Comic Con. And
right.
We had a few actors from Star Wars that was there, and I ended up interviewing quite a few of them.
Have you ever done that before?
No, I've never done reporting before, Dawn. You put me on the spot there, but you know what I mean? But you
she
know
does
what?
That.
I love it.
That's
I love a
do.
Challenge.
That's what
I'm
she
like
does.
Shock, shy, shock likes the challenge.
Isn't that cool that you two
I
met?
Like the challenge. Me, yes. We're brothers, man.
Yes. What I'm would you like that. To say to anybody special in the UK at the camera? We'll look toward the camera up in the corner. What would you like to say? Anybody from your heart, who would you like to say hello to worldwide?
Well, I would like to give a shout out to all my fans, all my friends and family. A lot of, like, I've got some directors actually as well.
Because he's giving a speech.
I'm an actor as well in some movies, and I want to give a shout out to James Hickox, Johnny Ray Gasker, Michael Chapman, Benny Baril, Damien Cage, Ben Perry, Joey Harlow, Teresa Zeno, Danny Zeno, Clark Tribe, David Long.
He's making sure
Grant
he has
Foster,
everybody on the list.
Wes Imlay, Ed Love.
Okay.
And, you know, there are so many others, you know, but, you know, I'll be here all day, you know what I mean? So.
Well, we want to thank you. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. I'm Dawn Reese.
Big shout out to Powerhouse as well and Hollywood Connections.
Yes, Powerhouse is in the house because we are 106.1 FM and we've got so many amazing shows here. And Mina is in the house. We miss you guys so much. I'm Dawn Reese, Yvonne Madison. We're going to be back with another really fun hour.
Yes, we're at the top of the hour now.
We'll be back.